Good morning and welcome. There's nothing better for a Corps Sergeant Major to see a sea of smiling faces. I can't see it this morning, but hopefully before long you'll try and raise a smile. I could get into trouble in two ways this morning. I'm going against what my wife has told me to say, and I'm going against what somebody's husband has said to say. So this may be my last announcement. Okay. But tea and coffee will be served in the foyer. Is that right, darling? Yeah, in the foyer. And the reason for this is that if you are able to lift chairs and tables, Jackie needs 10 long tables sorted in the community hall, and the round tables put away, and the armchairs put into the lounge to make it like a coffee bar for tomorrow. So if you can stay behind and do that, have a quick cup of tea. Children, where are all the children? Can you wave to me so I can see you? Right. Now, after the meeting, the coffee is going to be served in a very small area. So you're running about. Make it anywhere but in the foyer, really, because there could be a nasty accident with the hot tea. I'm sure you'll do that for me. Tomorrow at 10:30, our Christmas Day worship begins, and that's followed by the now annual Christmas dinner. Next Sunday, 31st of December, 10:30, the same as always. The food bank is now closed until the 3rd of January. I'm instructed by David Ward to tell you that Carolyn Ward is 80 today. Happy birthday. Sorry, Carolyn, he threatened me and I couldn't do anything about it. Now, Hadley this afternoon, if you'd like a trip out at 2:30 in the Salvation Army, Duke Street, it is their annual carol service. And I think it's being led by David and Linda. Is that right? Yes, so it should be good. And so if you want a trip out into the country, be there for 2:30. Thank you very much for listening. I'll hand over now to Dennis.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. It's good to see you. You're looking festive. I'm trying to compliment you here. Oh, thank you, Paul. Yes, we're in the mood for Christmas. Good. Our first carol this morning is going to be Joy to the World. The Lord is coming. That's the joy that animates us, isn't it? So yes, we wear these jumpers and it's a bit of a laugh and it's a little bit of fun. But our joy, our deep, lasting joy comes from the fact that Jesus, the Saviour of the world, the Messiah, came in the shape of a powerless baby. And this baby would show us that there is hope. And that, if that doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what does. All right then. Let's stand together and sing Joy to the World. The Lord is come.
I'm a man, 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 I'm a man,
please take your seats. The wonders of his love, the glories of his righteousness. What a carol. We continue with a song from the praise and worship kind of movement, really. But I think it is a carol, isn't it? It's becoming a carol. Light of the world, you came down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. There's Christmas, isn't it? There's Christmas. The light of the world comes down, becomes one of us, points the way, shows that there's hope, gives his life up on the cross so that we might be reconciled with the Father. Wonderful news. Good news for everyone. And while we sing this, Louise is going to come and light the four candles of our Advent wreath. Sorry, I nearly fell into a Ronnie sketch. Sorry. Light of the world, you came down into darkness.
Light of the world, you stepped down into darkness. Over my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made his heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I
prayers of worship and adoration. Here I am to worship. Who's going this morning to shout out their prayers of worship to our God? Let there be freedom in this place for the Holy Spirit to prompt us. Let us pray.
Thank you.
Maureen, with another pray.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence amongst us. And my prayer for us all this morning is that we would be filled with wonder at the fact that you are the God that not only created us, but also loves us. You don't stand at a distance, but you rolled up your sleeves and you got involved in the messiness of our day-to-day lives to show us the extent of your love. Lord, may we not take this for granted. May we be aware of this truth. And may we be re-enchanted by the story once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hand over to the songsters now. who are going to bring us a song called Bethlehem Child. I think that's what we call short and sweet. I could have done with twice as long. So sweet it was. But thank you very much, songsters. I'm looking out at you again and I'm very impressed. The lights in John Day's t-shirts are such that they're illuminating his face. So that's quite an impressive effort there, John. Oh yes, lovely. Yeah, very good. There's a few other, who else was it I'd noticed that was looking... Yeah, Heather's matching as well. Yeah, lovely. But I think my most impressive person today is Martin, because this headdress is in complete contrast to the personality and character. So I'm really impressed. You may have been bullied into it. I do not believe that for a minute. Yeah. We had a lovely service yesterday afternoon. Our crib service here. And there was a good number of us just for a lovely kind of child-friendly presentation of the Christmas story. So thank Julia and Claire for their hard work on making that happen. But the kids brought a song to us yesterday called Shh, There's a Baby. And Shh, and we're going to have it again today, but with some audience participation.
Everyone on your feet, please. It's Christmas Eve. The actions are really simple. Follow the children. And I know you can do this because you do it for Paul. So you can do it for me.
Under duress.
Where's the rest of the children? Any more children want to do it? No pressure if not. Thank you.
is a baby. Ooh, ah, in the manger. Hush, shh, baby Jesus. Ooh, ah, there's a danger that we're going to wake him up. He's such good news, we can't shut up. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to hush, shh, there's a baby. In the manger, hush, shh, baby Jesus. Ah, there's a danger that we're going to wake him up. He's such good news, we can't shut up. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. Shout and sing and worship the King. Shout and sing and worship the King. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to shh.
Christmas? Yes. Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Have a wonderful time, and we'll probably see you tomorrow anyway. And worship you, and have a wonderful time. Enjoy the presence, and remember to worship Jesus at the same time. I think it's Sunday school now, isn't it? No Sunday school? Nothing. Stay in and enjoy the meeting. I'm going to enjoy it as well. You can go back to your spaces. Claire, thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for encouraging us to join in, but I think it was just missing that element of threat that I like to use, and it kind of encourages people a little bit more. Over to the band now, The Everlasting Light.
You can almost hear the light in the textures of the band. It's a beautiful arrangement. You will have noticed that Lisette isn't here this morning, and our girls aren't here. During the carol service last week, we heard that Lisette's mum had a stroke. She's okay. Then on Tuesday, Lisette's sister had a baby. So Lisette's headed down to London to kind of take her mum's place and support her sister. So that's why Lisette is not here today. But I'm going down to London this afternoon to pick them up and bring them home for Christmas. Sounds like a Chris Rea song. Our Advent series this week, this year, has been based on very loosely based on the carol "God Rest Ye Gentlemen." So we're going to sing that right now, just to kind of remind ourselves of the outline and the manner in which that carol tells us the Christmas story. Let's stand and stretch our legs a little bit, if you're able, of course.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. In mind, and left their flocks a-feeding in tempest, storm, and wind, and went to Bethlehem, the little Son of God to find. All tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, all tidings of comfort and joy. When they came to Bethlehem,
yes, I can hear you saying, what's he doing up there this morning? Well, I'm here to tell you part of the wonderful story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. God bless his reading this morning.
Thank you, Dennis. Last Sunday, the third Sunday in Advent, is traditionally known as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete being the Latin for rejoice. Well, my busyness and my rushing has meant that I've ended up quite confused, and we're doing things out of sequence today. And we are basing the theme of this talk on joy. And Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20 tells us that the angels visited the shepherds in the middle of the night to announce to them the good news of Jesus' birth that would cause great joy for all people. A few decades later, Paul would write them from prison to the Christians in Philippi to encourage them to rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And this message of joy, this message of rejoicing, sounds like, to me at least, like news worth sharing. So if you're anything like me, I suspect that watching the news these days doesn't fill you with a great deal of joy. But as the saying goes, good news does not sell newspapers. Irrespective of this, though, the news of the birth of Jesus Christ is to be proclaimed as good news for everyone. We all, each of us, have good news to share. The shepherds in their fields were the first people to hear the good news of the birth of Jesus. But they were also the first people who were called upon to share it. And in a way, they were the first people to hear the good news of the birth. But then they were also the first people who were given the opportunity to experience what it meant to join in with God's mission. They were the first people to experience what it meant to be sent by God to share his good news. In a sense, you might say that they were the very first missionaries. However, we often overlook how seemingly unlikely a choice the shepherds were for such a task. I think that shepherds have been through a bit of a rehabilitation, mostly because of children's nativity plays. We imagine them with their tea towels on their heads, and we think of them as rather inoffensive. But these were tough people.
These were people who lived in the outdoors. These were people that had to defend themselves and their flocks. These were people that had to look after themselves. These were tough people. These were hard people. And to, you know, and to add to that, not only were they tough, but they kind of had a bad press as well, because many of them were kind of regarded as brigands and thieves. These were tough people. These were isolated people from their family and their society, and they were unlikely choices to be God's first missioners, God's first missionaries, the first people sent by God to share this good news that Christ had come. But I think, and it's important to note this, but the fact that they were chosen to spread this news tells us a huge amount about God's kingdom. And it underlines the fact that Jesus' birth prioritizes, places the poor, the dispossessed, at the center of God's plans. The carol, "God Rest Ye, Merry Gentlemen," reminds us that not only were the shepherds the first to hear the good news of Jesus' birth, but they were also the first to actually make it to the place of Jesus' birth to visit this newborn king. In the life you've always wanted, author John Ortberg writes the following. Listen to me carefully. We will not understand God until we understand this about him. God is the happiest being in the universe. And here John Ortberg is quoting G.K. Chesterton. God knows sorrow. Jesus is remembered, among other things, as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But the sorrow of God, like the anger of God, is his temporary response to a fallen world. That sorrow will be banished forever from his heart on the day that the world is set right. Joy is God's basic character. God is the happiest being in the universe. Do you think of God in those ways? Do you think of God in those ways? I don't always. I think a lot of us see God as waiting there ready to judge him. Us. God is the happiest being in the universe. Do you think of him in that way? Circumstances around us may look bleak and give us cause for anxiety and perhaps even fear. I am no expert, you'll be surprised to hear this, on the work of Scottish duo The Proclaimers. And you can hear them accents coming back already. But in their song, "I'm on the Way," they say, "I'm on my way from misery to happiness today." Well, as followers of Jesus, we have an even greater destination. We are on our way to everlasting joy. So let's hold on to this truth, particularly in our moments of sadness, fear, anxiety, and sorrow. The aim of our lives is not fleeting happiness. The aim of our lives is everlasting joy spent in the presence of God, our Father and Creator. It's interesting to note that joy is offered to the shepherds as a gift. And this, I think, given the background that I've given to you about who the shepherds were, this must have been a rather novel experience for them. They weren't used to accepting freely given gifts, I can't imagine. But yet, they accept it. They receive this gift of joy. So I wonder this morning what conditions we need to put in place to be able to receive this gift of joy in such a free and easy manner. How can we be filled with this joy? And it's said that the best way to catch a butterfly is not to chase it with a net, but rather it's to sit down and rest and let it kind of come and and place itself in us. And I think that the Holy Spirit works in a similar way. If we want to experience the joy that only God can give, if we want the Holy Spirit to give us that gift, well, we've just got to sit down, chill out, relax, receive it. After all, Psalm 46, what does it say? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I'm God. If you want to know God, be still. But I wonder if another condition that we need to kind of fulfill in order to receive God's joy is to drop our guard a little bit. Because in the West, we are educated to be critical. And this is not a bad thing in of itself. We need these critical skills. We need to ask questions of what we see. But it does also run the risk of us missing out on something important that we might enjoy and that might benefit us. And have you ever met someone that always dampens anything positive? Have you ever met those people that can draw any enthusiasm out of a room? I have. I hope I'm not one of them, by the way. You know, new and creative thoughts and ideas are killed at their inception when this attitude prevails. We've got to be open-minded. We've got to be willing to receive what God wants to give us. God invites us to rejoice always in the Lord. And this always ensures that we are always open to being surprised by joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Not only when things are good, rejoice in the Lord always. Always have this openness, this humility to be able and available to being surprised by joy. For the shepherds that night, the darkness was broken by the angel's bright shining light. The shepherds' surprise and shock, therefore, is hardly surprising. Light overcoming darkness, joy replacing fear, are just some of the themes related to Advent that require our attention if we are to mine the depths and wonder of Christ's coming. It's all a matter of attitude. Be still and know that I am God. Open your minds. Make yourself available to being surprised by joy. Let the Christmas story speak to you anew. Be re-enchanted by the incarnation. Yes, the story is surprising. It sounds perhaps unlikely. Some might view it as impossible or even unbelievable. But when we remain open-minded and available to be surprised, our only response can be, come, Lord Jesus. The angel's announcement in Luke chapter 2 was to all people, and it focused on dispelling fear. And of course, there is nothing for us to be afraid of in allowing the joy of Christmas to fill our lives. But there's also a reminder in this chapter, in particularly verse 10, that our job as followers of Jesus is to make sure that everyone hears the good news. We cannot rest until God's work is done. God sends us out into the world to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others everywhere. And that, to my thinking at least, is joy to the world. Our next carol is a beauty. Silent Night, Holy Night, Jesus Christ is here. Let us join together in singing these words.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that we will be recaptured and re-enchanted by the story of the coming of your Son. News of great joy. News of great joy because he came to reconcile us to you. He came to show us how to live. He came to give us life. He came to give us life to the full, life everlasting. Lord, equip us with the courage and the wisdom we need to share that good news with others when the opportunity presents itself. Lord, may we not be distracted by our celebrations tomorrow, Lord. May we keep our focus on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song this morning is perhaps a slightly unusual song, I think, but it fits the theme perfectly. Go, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. That's what we're going to sing. John, you like to perform this with actions, don't you? How does it go again? Go, tell it on the mountains, over the hills and far away or everywhere. And it repeats. Are you up for it? Please stand and let's sing together. But let's hold on to that message. It's our responsibility to share. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen otherwise than if we share it.
Go,
now and walk in the light of the Lord. Stay alert, for the Lord is near. Put on the armour of light and live openly and honourably. Pray for peace for all God's people. And may God clothe you in the light of Christ. May Christ teach you his ways. And may the Holy Spirit keep you alert and prepared for the coming day of the Lord.